Cajuns sing about their food.
Have you heard about it? Food that
only food good enough we're singing about.
Down in Louisiana, it's an all-American food. Love that food there.
When do you eat it?
Early in the morning.
When else? He's telling you in the song.
Man, I'm telling you, there's hardly a bad time of day to have a little boudin on a piece of white bread, toast, and butter. Oh, maybe with some steams, cane syrup, dribble on top. Let me have some more of that right now. Heading back down to southern Louisiana. Been a while since Jennifer and I have been home, so we're going to head back and go experience a LSU football game playing Ole Miss in their home stadium in Death Valley, Baton Rouge. I'm going to go back and get to see some family we haven't seen in a little while. So we're excited about the upcoming trip. You know, I just got back from a trip to Sholo. I got to go on a trip to Tucson before I go on a trip to Louisiana. Jennifer and I just got back from a trip taking our baby daughter up to college, and there are a few projects lying in, about, and around the house that need completing. And I hope I'm not the only one in Arizona that finds themselves in that position. And finding someone to come in and help take care of that. Jennifer's was looking for somebody from the youth group at church that was maybe trying to put away a little money for a missions trip or college money for when they moved away to start college. And we had a hard time kind of finding somebody that could just get in and give us a hand, like trimming up the oleanders and mowing the lawn and just basic things like that. Sharing a handyman is getting a name of a good handyman can be really hard. As we were raising our kids, we found it harder than finding the name of a good babysitter. Because as parents, you never, ever, ever want to share the name of your babysitter. Because you want that babysitter available for you every single Friday or Saturday night that you elect to go out for the evening. So you don't share their name. You try and keep it as secret as possible so that they then become your personal babysitter, right? Well, the problem, we grew out of that because as Rachel and Romy got older, they became our inborn babysitters. But trying to get a name of a good handyman can be really tough. Now, in the Phoenix metro area, you can go to rosieonthehouse.com and you'll find Handyman Connection. And I don't know, Romy, what do they run, about 15 guys?
I don't know.
It's a pretty big operation, and they pretty well serve the valley wide, and they can get y'all taken care of. We're looking for a good handyman in Tucson. We're looking for a good handyman in Prescott. Now, in Arizona, the law states that you must be licensed, bonded, and insured to do remodeling work. And when they wrote that law, they built in a clause that kind of earned the nickname handyman exemption. But it's the registrar's position, and he was visiting with me when he was in studio this morning, that nickname paints a little bit too broad of a stroke, and it doesn't give homeowners a nice anchor point to understand what it does or doesn't include. Because there's a whole list of people that don't need to be licensed. It's paragraph 32, subsection 1121. Persons not required to be licensed, and then the penalties and the applicability. And in paragraph 14 of that, talks about this clause that we address in the industry as handyman exemption. I think we're going to begin trying to change that terminology. But any person other than a licensed contractor engaging in any work or operation on any one undertaking or project by one or more contracts for which the aggregate contract price, including labor, materials, and all the other items, is less than $1,000. Okay? So
that's not a lot.
You know, to use the registrar's example, so, if you go out and buy, oh, and we're tight here on time, you go out and buy, say, a pair of French doors that you want to install where your patio sliding door is, and you spend $800, maybe $950 on the door and the hardware and the lock set. You've got $50 to pay somebody to install it and still fall underneath this handyman exemption. Labor and material combined aggregate under $1,000. Now, I didn't take him.
I was on a masonry rant earlier.
Yeah.
I said another thing. It'd be a lot easier to do it quickly on a masonry home than if you're trying to replace it on something where you've got all the extra lath and plaster and the stucco patch and repair. Another reason to go masonry.
Well, the registrar did offer to buy me lunch to talk about another topic, but this is a topic I think that probably needs to be updating. I don't know how he feels about that, but Rosie's feeling is maybe we should raise that just a little bit.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or Ranking Arizona.